All right, good evening. I'd like to call to order the city council meeting for February 20th, 2024. I invite you to join me for a moment of silence, followed by the pledge. Please call the roll.
Councilmember Kyles.
Here.
Pianfetti.
Here.
Shannon.
Here.
Williams.
Present.
Beck.
Here.
Fulmer.
Here.
Gladney.
Present.
Enigas. Mayor Finan.
I am also here.
Good evening, community members, mayor, council members, and city staff. Today, I have the privilege of promoting one patrol officer to sergeant and welcoming one experienced officer and one new officer, member of the Phi Beta Sigma. So I would like to bring down... I would like to bring down newly promoted Sergeant Jordan Hageman. If you'll come down, please. So Sergeant Hageman is from Yorkville, Illinois. He graduated from Yorkville High School. He was a police cadet at the Yorkville Police Department. He's a proud Eagle Scout with the Boy Scouts of America. He has his bachelor's degree from Western Illinois University in law enforcement and justice administration. He was hired by the Champaign Police Department in 2013, where he joined our Special Weapons and Tactics Unit in 2015. As of 2021, he became the assistant team leader there. He's a firearm trainer and took over supervision of the training group in 2023. He was promoted on February 5th, 2024. He has been serving in a temporary capacity since September
2023. Please raise
your right hand and state your oath. I, Jordan Hageman, have been appointed to the office of police sergeant in the city of Champaign and the county of Champaign. Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the state of Illinois, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of police sergeant to the best of my ability. Thank you very much.
Next person I would like to turn call down is Officer Timothy Fry. Do the spares first. So Officer Fry is one of our experienced officers. You probably recognize him. He was here before, so he's back home. So he was born and raised in the great city of Champaign. He graduated from Champaign Central High School. He spent 8 months as a MADCAT telecommunicator. He served with the Champaign Police Department from 2014 to 2019, where he served on the Explosive Ordnance and Disposal Unit, EOD. He then transferred to the Illinois Secretary of State Police from 2019 to 2023, serving on the EOD unit. He worked in the Champaign metro area and worked on an auto theft case and received numerous commendations and citations for a year-long investigation. He returned to the greatest police department in the nation, Champaign Police Department, in 2023. Of course, his family, we have his dad that works for the police department. His wife, Paige Fry, is a detective with Urbana Police Department, and they have a beautiful son, Knox, 8 months old. So welcome back home.
Thank you.
Please raise your right hand and state your
name. I, Timothy Fry, having been appointed to the Office of Police Officer in the City of Champaign in the County of Champaign, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Illinois, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of my office as of police officer to the best of my ability.
Thank you.
The next new employee I want to introduce is Tavius Bell. He's a new officer. He grew up in the town of Rantoul. He graduated from Rantoul High School. He attended McKendree University. Was a football player, right? DN? That's right, DN. He obtained his bachelor's degree in sports management with a minor in criminal justice. He also attended the Police Training and Institute Academy and graduated there, and he's a member of the Divine Nine Greek Fraternity and Sorority. So welcome aboard.
I, Tavius Bell, having been appointed to the office of police officer in the city of Champaign in the county of Champaign, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Illinois, and I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of police officer to the best of my ability.
Congratulations and thank you.
Yes, sir. You can all take a picture together.
I'm going to get that.
Madam Mayor, I move that we approve the minutes of January 23rd, 2024 regular study session.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Do we have any correspondence?
Yes, I have correspondence from Ty Trey regarding the Champaign Police Department.
I move that we put on file the correspondence from Ty Trey.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We have a public hearing. So I'd like to open this public hearing, and the purpose of it is to provide an opportunity for all persons interested in or affected by the proposed annexation agreement between the City of Champaign, Kim Loves Animals LLC, Kimberly Acres LLC, and Champaign Solar LLC for 38.42 acres at 3113 and 3009 and 2903 North Market Street to express their views. The proposed annexation agreement designates the tract for MF1 multifamily low density zoning upon annexation and allows the property owner to obtain a building permit and connect a sanitary sewer system in compliance with the 1992 intergovernmental agreement between the City of Champaign and the Urbana-Champaign Sanitary Sewer District. The proposed annexation agreement also includes a special use permit, so an existing animal shelter may continue to operate and be expanded, and for the location of a solar farm on the portion of the property. Notice of this public hearing was published on January 23rd, 2024 in the News Gazette. If anyone desires to express his or her views regarding the proposed annexation agreement, please come forward and be recognized. Is there anyone? Okay, seeing no one, I now declare the public hearing closed. So with that, please call the first council bill.
Council Bill 2024-015, a resolution reappointing Philip Troutman Jr. to the Plan Commission in the City of Champaign.
So moved.
Second.
This council bill would approve my appointment of Philip Troutman Jr. And for those who are wondering, it is PJ Troutman. I know it's confusing. As a member of the Plan Commission for the partial term of February 21st, 2024 to June 30th, 2024, and also reappoint him for a full term starting July 1st, 2024 and ending June 30th, 2027. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Looking at our Plan Commission member. Any council comments? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 8-0. Please call the next bill.
Madam Mayor, I move that we consolidate Council Bill number 2024-016 and Council Bill number 2024-017.
Second.
The purpose of the first council, oh, I guess we need to vote on the consolidation. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. The purpose of the first council bill is to accept and authorize the execution of agreements for a grant award from the State of Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity in the amount of $500,000 for the construction of phase one of the downtown plaza. The second council bill amends the fiscal year 23-24 annual budget to reflect the receipt of this grant. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this council comment? Nobody? I think it's appropriate to just thank Senator Faraci, who was able to obtain this grant on our behalf so that we could get started with our plaza project. So thank you to Senator Faraci. Please call the roll.
Councilmember Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 8-0.
Madam Mayor, I move that we consolidate Council Bill number 2024-018, Council Bill number 2024-019, Council Bill number 2024-020, and Council Bill number 2024-021.
Second.
All those in favor of consolidation signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. These council bills would approve a special use permit for a solar farm, a special use permit for an animal shelter, an annexation agreement between the city, Kim Deluge, and Champaign Solar LLC, and would annex land at 2903, 3009, and 3113 North Market Street. Bruce, are those addresses the same as what was in the public hearing? I think that's they're different, maybe.
Well, hopefully the correct ones are in the are in the council bill, because those are
they're
the ones
just
that
yeah matter. They are yep thank you
okay
there I apologize I just I, they didn't look right to me. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bills pass 8-0. Please call Councilmember Pianfetti.
Madam Mayor, I move that we consolidate Council Bill number 2024-022 and Council Bill number 2024-023.
Second.
All those in favor of consolidation signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. The purpose of the first council bill is to approve the purchase of 72 access cameras for public safety camera program for a total cost of $98,976. The purpose of the second council bill is to amend the fiscal year 23-24 annual budget to increase expenditures in the general fund by $145,976. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bills pass 8-0. We are now at the point of our meeting for general audience participation. If anyone wishes to address the council on any topic, please step forward, state your name and city of residence, and please limit your comments to 5 minutes or less. Nobody? Okay. Council, anybody have comments? I just have one. I want to just take a moment to recognize the loss of the life of Brandon Hardaway in our downtown. I know that it was something that is painful, not only for his family and friends, but also to the many people who knew him in our downtown community. And I just want to take a moment to recognize how sad everyone is in our community right now from that loss. So maybe we could just have a moment of silence before I turn it to the city manager. City manager. Vouchers.
Madam Mayor, I move that we approve the vendor payments or payment in the amount of $2,360,885.51.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Madam Mayor, I move that we approve the payroll of February 2nd, 2024 in the amount of $2,308,214.91.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. And we are now in our study session.
So just as a matter of introduction, the last time we did a downtown plan was 2006. And for some of us, 2006 wasn't that long ago. But objectively, based on the calendar, many years have gone by. The world has changed. The economy has changed. Our mix of businesses have changed. We've seen more residential. And so we are launching a new planning process to update that downtown plan. And so tonight, staff's going to talk a little bit about existing conditions work and then upcoming community engagement, some proposals for some market study work as well. I believe I'm turning it over to Eric.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. You all know me, so I'm actually going to turn this over to Lily. This is her very first city council meeting here, so I'll let Lily and Dan introduce themselves.
Hi, everybody. I'm Lily Wilcock, and I'm an associate planner with Eric and Dan.
Dan Sapphire, also an associate planner.
And I'm Eric Van Buskirk. I'm also an associate planner here. We're taking over. And we are really excited to come and talk to you about this downtown plan update process. Doing a downtown plan is a very special thing because our downtown is very unique, and it's a reflection of all of the people here in this community, whether they live in downtown or they work in downtown. Everyone has a story and some connection to this place. It's a place where we gather and celebrate in good weather and in bad weather. It's where we meet friends and we socialize. It's a place of business and civic engagement. And it's a place that has a unique and identifiable character, historic quality, a mix of old and new. And it's a place that throughout its history has always been continually evolving and changing. From its very earliest history, it's obviously always been the center of our local economy and has been constantly reinventing itself as businesses continued to expand and grow. Wood storefronts were replaced with brick. Excuse me. Brick and taller and more grand buildings.
You can take a break and let Brand try and fix it if you want.
We were very concerned that I'd be under 20 minutes trying to condense a lot of history of downtown in such a short presentation. Yeah, I got it from here. Thank you, Brian. I didn't even know. Downtown has also been a central hub of transportation, first as a railroad stop on the Illinois Central Railroad. This railroad was obviously a key mover of people. It was the only method of any sort of long-distance transportation. So whether you were coming to Champaign on game day, it was a huge draw for our downtown, as well as an important part of our local and regional economy. It was also the central hub of a regional-level streetcar system that connected our downtown to Urbana, the campus, and other communities in East Central Illinois even. This streetcar system enabled us to expand outward and build neighborhoods that continue today to be connected to our downtown and our central business district. I think it's difficult for some of us, obviously we weren't around to experience this, but downtown, you know, in the 1940s and 50s, was the central retail location in the entire city. Think about the level of commercial activity that we see in multiple business districts, such as North Prospect and Country Fair today, was all downtown. This was led by an enormous group of local merchants, movie theaters and vaudeville theaters as well, businesses, banking, and obviously local government. The automobile became a new technology and became in sort of wide proliferation after World War II. And this new technology, much like the railroad and the streetcars before it, began to alter the landscape of our community. People moved further and further away from downtown. A new shopping and retail market moved as well to meet demands for parking and convenience. This is Country Fair when it opened in 1959. And that same car sort of made regional rail travel less and less prolific as we built interstate highways in this community and across the United States. We often cite the construction of Marketplace Mall in 1979 as sort of a key moment in our downtown sort of reinvention, and I like to think of modernization in our community. For many, many years, there was a prevalent attitude that in order to keep downtown competitive and successful, we need to make it compete and just like all of those suburban shopping places. And we did this by tearing down many, many buildings to build surface parking lots throughout our downtown. And the impact of these decisions is still prevalent today. Many of these lots are still surface parking lots, whether privately owned or owned by the city. And we also continued an effort to sort of make downtown a mall itself. This was a plan that ultimately did not come to fruition. Thankfully, it would have been almost cataclysmic had it. But we did do some things on Neal Street that many people might remember, our pedestrian mall that lasted a few years. But all of these efforts did not really do anything to address the overall market condition of downtown and its decline. The city started to take a different approach with this in the 1980s, passing the downtown and the East University Avenue TIF districts. And these TIF districts helped to support keeping several of our major employers downtown, what would become Busey Bank, Christie Clinic, and the News Gazette. Two of those are still here and an important stakeholder in our downtown. Our first downtown plan was prepared from 1989 to 1992. And this was also a very important moment. It helped to reframe people's impressions of what downtown was, what it was going to be, from a retail-centered downtown into more of a entertainment district, as well as a part of the community that capitalized on its uniqueness rather than trying to be suburban, right? It also helped to correct some perceptions about downtown, especially around how much parking there was, the location of that parking, and really helped to identify tools and things that the cities could use in partnership with other stakeholders to help revitalize the community. Since the establishment of that original 1981 TIF, downtown has seen an incredible amount of investment on the part of the city, and much of that investment on the city's part has resulted in much more private investment in addition to our own investments. These have included streetscape improvements on many of the streets in the core of our community to help promote walkability and use of bicycles and access to transit. Our redevelopment incentive program has been instrumental in improving the building quality and addressing code issues within our downtown buildings. This is a great example of the Enterprise Building on Main Street, the original facade. In total, since the RIP grant program was established, it's resulted in about $4 million of city money being spent in our downtown, but has ultimately resulted in about $36 million of private investment. The other thing that it's helped do is generate private level infill. This was One Main, built on the site of a former parking lot, as our first major infill project in downtown. Dorothy referenced that 2006 plan. This was an update to that 92 plan. And this plan is also really special because it helped lay the groundwork for continued infill development, M2, also across from One Main, and set the stage for continued efforts on the part of the city to coordinate future public investments, such as the Neal Street Plaza Placemaking Plan and the Neal Street Corridor Plan. I think most importantly, this plan helped coordinate all of the parties and helped us meet the challenges of the day, the Metropolitan Fire, what a devastating loss that was, but it ultimately ended up resulting in our first hotel since the Inman closed or was no longer used as a hotel. And it also helped coordinate the massive public response to the COVID-19 pandemic and opening up our public spaces to ensure that we could support our business community here in downtown, particularly the bars and restaurants that were so heavily impacted. As we get to work on this downtown plan, we have we've expanded the scope of this project significantly from those original 1992 and 2006 plans. This is in an effort to kind of recognize the role that downtown plays in connecting to other neighborhoods, the Randolph and State Street corridor, in town, the Fifth and Hill neighborhood, just as some examples. We've also made sure to include areas that are currently within the existing downtown urban fringe TIF and the North Campus Town TIF as well. In looking forward, the Planning and Development Department, in working on this plan, we want to ensure that this upcoming downtown plan update, that downtown reflects the diversity and the vibrancy of our entire community, and that we begin to start thinking about downtown as a holistic neighborhood, a complete neighborhood, rather than just a place to do business or a place to hang out on the weekends. It's also an opportunity for us to guide the future growth and change in downtown, the near-term infrastructure improvements that are planned, as well as responding to new market realities and challenges in the post-COVID era. It's also a great opportunity for us to reconnect with our downtown partners, Experience CU, the Downtown Business Association, business owners, property owners, and that sort of thing. And I'm going to turn it over to Lily to talk about the plan and process.
So as we're kicking this off and everything, we're going to be talking how we talk to people is going to be also part of that pre-planning for engagement of the plan. So the beginning of the engagement process, we have a launch and learn segment. And so that's really kind of having a broad approach to talking to people, not assuming interests or concerns from different folks that maybe not everybody who experiences downtown has the same lived experience. So this process is really going to be planners going out to and staff going to events in downtown, launching the Engage Champaign site. The Engage Champaign site is a fantastic tool, but it doesn't really draw much traffic without actually having those kind of in-person relationship building experiences that we would be focusing on in this beginning part. Now, launch and learn, that broad input is going to be partnered with existing conditions. So oftentimes when people are coming to this planning process, they may not know or have participated in planning processes in the past. So this is a great time for us to partner, match our existing conditions information and tell people a little bit more about what we're asking them about, telling more about downtown and broadening people's perspectives as to the trends that we can see using data. And then kind of putting that empowerment into other people's hands while they're learning more about what they're being asked to provide input on. That goes into targeted engagement. There's a point of reflection that needs to kind of be built into the engagement process where we kind of take a look at what we have gathered for engagement in downtown and assess whether we've done a good job of actually attracting or collecting the engagement that is represents the diverse community that we're in. And so that point, we would be taking a look at the engagement that we have collected and finding folks that we haven't been able to talk to and reassessing using our stakeholders how to outreach to different groups. At that point, we expect to have enough engagement done to feel like we can really have an inclusive vision and goal construction, and then preparing the plan and for presenting it to the public, and then adoption. So here's a picture of previous downtown engagement processes. We really want to focus on kind of informal engagement where we're out at events and it's something where anyone from 8 to 80 can feel like they can provide input and they're knowledgeable on what they're being asked of. I don't think if I walked up to many people and I said, hey, what do you think about downtown Champaign? They would provide immediately the kind of input that we're really asking for. It's just too surface level. So providing different tasks and activities that attract different types of people to providing input. Maybe it's a visual preference survey. Maybe it's going to be different games and ways of interacting and starting the conversation with people. This can lead to a lot of different things at the very beginning. And again, this is where it's really important to match this up with existing conditions. So talking to people about what they're seeing in their space, what their desires are, but also answering the questions as to how we got here and how what are some of the barriers for that, and how maybe sometimes directing people to further engagement. And that targeted engagement, oftentimes we can't assume that on staff we have all of the tools to myopically know exactly how to get to groups that we haven't successfully engaged in the past. So that's where we really work with our stakeholders and our different partners in the community to put together ways that we can reapproach that engagement for different groups of people. And then Dan is going to talk a little bit about funding in RFQ consultant.
Thanks so much, Lily. So As Eric and Lily mentioned, this plan and the outreach process would be conducted in-house by planning department staff. However, council had previously allocated $175,000 to be used for consultant services to develop this plan. Staff has identified a market analysis which could use part of the funding that has been allocated for this. A market analysis is important for downtown to understand the dynamics of this area in the post-pandemic world we live in, right? Much the way Eric described how the automobile or the railroad changed the land use and built environment in our city, the pandemic changed our landscape downtown. So this baseline assessment of downtown market dynamics would evaluate what challenges small businesses are facing downtown, what consumer behaviors have changed, and where the city should maybe focus its efforts in the economic development portion of this downtown plan. The second part of this baseline market assessment would identify desired developments in downtown, which would make this a more complete neighborhood. Desired development would be identified by staff and by consultants, as well as throughout the engagement process that Lily was going over. Third part of this kind of scope of work for the consultant would be to identify opportunity sites where those desired developments could occur. And the fourth would be to review what types of economic, financial, or regulatory barriers are inhibiting that desired development at those opportunity sites. After identifying kind of those gaps or barriers, the consultants and staff could propose some incentives to overcome the barriers or reform regulations such as zoning code to promote that type of development. So before we can get a consultant on board, there are a few steps we must take. One would be to prepare a request for proposals, an RFQ. This would be posted on the city's website along with a grading rubric, essentially stating the scope of work that we're looking for a consultant to do and how we would grade their application. Before we can post it on the website, though, we would have our legal team review the RFQ and the grading rubric to make sure it is advancing the Champaign Diversity Advancement Program goals and to make sure we're complying with local, federal, and state statutes, especially regarding the Equal Employment Opportunity Guidelines. After that's posted on our website and mailed to consultants, it would stay there. The application period would be open for about 1 month. At the conclusion of that, a team of staff members would then grade all the applications according to that rubric, and the top candidates or consultants would be interviewed. Staff would then work with the preferred candidate to develop a proposal, which City Council would consider. And with that, I'll give it back to Eric.
So our ask today of council is we're seeking direction on launching this downtown plan update process and beginning to work on the engagement strategy outlined here in the presentation and the report and moving forward with that RFQ selection process. We would return to council once we have a preferred candidate for contract approval at that point.
Thank you. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? All right, we have a taker. Do you all want to stay here or do you want to move to the side?
We can move to the side.
Okay. Please state your name and city of residence and limit your comments to 5 minutes or less.
Hi, everybody. My name is Adani Sanchez. I live in Champaign on Healy Street, and I'm back on my ish again. I wanted to tell everyone how excited I am about the downtown plaza. I really encourage council to endorse this idea and support staff in executing the proposed plan. I think it's really important for us to think about what happens downtown. A lot of the photographs that were shown were of people in the streets, not cars. I really hope to encourage council to think about what it means to have downtown. Why do you go downtown? You go downtown to meet people. You don't go to inhale exhaust or to watch the cars speed by really quickly. Again, if we want to encourage more people downtown, I encourage you to think about the safety of the people that you're wanting to get downtown. And if we have a lot of cars parking, backing out,
That would make it a lot harder for people to be safe and feel safe with their families in downtown. I also want to encourage thinking about those spaces, again, that were photographed full of people, thinking about how that space can be used for people, because that's who we want to be downtown. We want people to stay downtown. We want businesses to be able to thrive after 5 p.m. We don't want one of those downtowns that just closes down at 5 when everyone goes back to the office. So I just hope everyone keeps that in mind. And I'm really excited about this project, and I hope you encourage staff to move forward with this. Thank you.
Thank you. Did Eric pay you to come? Anyone else wish to address the council? Any council comments? Council Member Beck.
I love a good planning process, so I'm excited about this. But I did want to say that I'm hopeful that we will also include downtown housing in this planning process as well, and I'm assuming that that will be. But in particular, housing that would be affordable to people who work in downtown. We obviously have a group of folks that work and provide services in our downtown area who would benefit from having housing that would be at an affordable level for them. And in proximity to their work, that would be even great, and a greater thing if they could walk to work. So if we could really give a good consideration to that, I would really like there to be some sort of thought and emphasis put into that. And the second thing that I think is really exciting is the opportunity to rethink how we do parking and how we might provide parking in a more compacted way so that we're not taking up public spaces that can be used for activities that we can all enjoy. Because, you know, I think that the parking lot that we are talked about earlier tonight is a great example of a space that is coveted that could be used for lots of community activities. But I think that that's true across downtown and thinking about how we really consider the usage of those spaces. So thank you for this, and I look forward to participating in it as a citizen and then also as a council member.
Anyone else at this end? Council Member Fulmer?
Yeah, I'll be very, excuse me, I'll be very quick. I just want to say thank you so much. I'm really excited about the plan you've put forth, and I really appreciate you going through all of the steps. really, I just hope that everyone participates because I have a passion for downtown. I think it's an amazing place to that we spend as a family, spend most of our time in the summers. So I'm hopeful that other folks will participate in the planning process and give their input so that we can make it responsive to as many people as we can. Thank you so much.
Councilmember Shannon.
So as everyone else said, thank you very much for all the planning process. I want to piggyback on what Councilmember Beck said and say that I would love to see a downtown with housing for a wide variety of incomes because our city is very economically segregated as well as being racially segregated. And having entertainment places, not just bars and restaurants, but places where we can sit and hang out and people watch, and having those spaces be racially and economically integrated is a major way that we can start to talk to each other again, that we as a city can try to address this so-called epidemic of loneliness and segregation that plagues this country. So I'm really looking forward to this. I think probably everybody on this dais loves downtown. We love hanging out there. We love what it does economically for the city, and we love that you are forward thinking about how it can continue to be a driver for the city.
Councilmember Pianfetti.
Thank you, Your Honor. And thank you all for your presentation, and thank you in advance for all the hard work that you're going to be putting into this and that you've already put into this. I do agree with several of the comments that my fellow council members have said tonight in terms of housing and parking and things of that nature. So, I had written down housing in my notes, so I'm not going to say anything more about that. For me, I was interested in this notion of engagement by going to the downtown activities and things like that. And I guess my comments also center on wondering if you might be going to other activities to see, you know, people that aren't necessarily going downtown now, what would encourage them to go downtown. In particular, I was thinking, you know, there may be youth who aren't engaging in downtown because we may not have activities yet for them. So maybe going, you know, I'm thinking upper middle school, high school kids, like, are there ways that you could survey them to see, you know, what might attract them to the downtown besides, you know, homecoming and prom and places to take pictures, you know, but things that might get them to go down there and what types of businesses might they want to see there as well. So I'm really excited about this. I think the process is solid, that you have checkpoints along the way to make sure that you are getting the feedback that you need. And I am, I think, as Councilmember Beck said, excited to be part of that process as well, both as a member of this community and as a council member. So thank you.
Deputy Mayor Kiles.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I, too, appreciate the dialogue, the study session, as well as in agreement with the comments about housing. I think that it's no secret that if you live downtown, you work downtown, you support downtown, I believe that that will also attract a diversity of businesses. Some of the businesses that we're, you know, you're talking about that will attract, you talk about ethnic and economic diversity, those businesses will be attracted because there will be foot traffic to support those businesses. So definitely, and our council member Pianfetti talked about the engagement process. I was definitely excited to hear the conversation on engaging individuals and groups that don't typically get engaged in the commentary and interested in that feedback. So thank you again, and looking forward to the next steps.
Councilmember Gladney.
I'm just going to echo what's already been said, and I appreciate the presentation tonight. I look forward to where we go from here. You know, downtown has always, you know, in my opinion, been the beating heart of Champaign, and it's changed over the years, and that's what communities do. I think that's a sign of a healthy community. You know, years ago, you know, Robeson's Department Store was the big thing downtown, and that served the purpose of the times, and then we've moved on to, you know, what downtown has been the last few decades, and then it will change again. So I'm happy to hear that we'll be listening to stakeholders, of which the city is also a stakeholder too. So we need to be clear about things that we would like to see. I really want to echo the comments about housing. I want the diversity of housing options available to folks. And I know there's some folks who work downtown now who live downtown or live close to downtown, and that's good. I just want to make sure that, you know, not only does downtown remain a place for everyone in the community to have something that they, you know, enjoy doing here, but it should be a place for anyone who wants to live here should be able to afford to live downtown. I say that, you know, because I think downtown is representative of all of Champaign, or at least it should be. I appreciate everyone who has invested in downtown, whether they, you know, put money into it or blood, sweat, and tears through, you know, remodeling or building or running a business. You know, we have a lot of people who have, you know, invested their lives in running businesses that mean a lot to them, that invoke their passions and help make downtown a destination point for several folks, whether they're going, you know, or some coffee or to look at a book or purchase a plant or look at music. You know, those things are there because people, you know, put themselves out there and followed a dream.
So I appreciate those folks who have done that in the past, who are doing it now, and who will do it in the future. I'm excited. Thank you.
All right, so you have direction or information. I guess direction is directing staff to begin updating the downtown plan, proceeding with community engagement activities, preparing the RFQ for the consultant services for a targeted market analysis. Councilmember Williams.
Yes.
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 Yes. And yes, now you have direction. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the presentation. And welcome, Lily. I mean, you've been here for a while, but welcome. So we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We are adjourned.